Number 18.
Above TopSecret.com and the Deny Ignorance broadcast affiliates are proud to bring you The Skeptic Overview, the one and only show with that champion of truth, free expression, troll-free discussion boards, and great big band hammers. The hero, the legend, The Skeptic Overlord.
Yes, that's right. Put the paranoid lunatics and schizophrenics to bed. The Skeptic Overlord is podcasting once again. Oh, it's been a long time. Too long. Almost a month. Yeah, it's good to be back. Yes, thank you. I actually tried this last night, and I guess I did what you could call a podcast, but it sucked. It was terrible. I lost my step, so we're going to try again tonight. Going to cover the usual topics in returning to the Skeptic Overview, the podcasts. A little bit about what's coming new on Above Top Secret 5.0. And as always, what the members are saying, and possibly, if I'm still up for it, a special What the Overlord Thinks.
Above Top Secret Podcasting Review.
Okay, I can still click the buttons. Yeah, last night, as I mentioned, last night it just didn't click. If you don't do this for almost 4 weeks, I guess you forget how. It's not like riding a bicycle. So keep that in mind for all of you out there who have fallen behind in your podcasting, because things are slowing down a bit out there in podcast world on Above Top Secret. Even still, we're up to an incredible 1,089 podcasts, pushing the meter towards 3 gigabytes of content in the feeds. Yesterday, I took a quick look at the podcasting stats, and for the month of December, an amazing 24,000 individual visitors to the podcasts. Yeah, good work, everyone. 24,000 individual listeners and about 18,000 subscribers, just over 18,000 subscribers to the RSS feeds, which, again, an amazing feat for any podcasting website. But for us, we knew we were going to be good at this now, didn't we? So I'm going to take a walk through some of the podcasts, and I think what we'll do is we'll start with some of the really good submissions to the Willypalooza podcast, which was awesome, by the way. Thanks, everyone, for contributing to that. I had the pleasure of delivering the Willypalooza boxed set to William Wunsack in the hospital, and it really, really put a gigantic smile on his face, and I'm certainly is helping the recovery process as he's listening to these lunatics.
William, I need you here right now.
www.abovetopsecret.com and the Deny Ignorance affiliates are proud to bring you Willypalooza 2005.
Yo, 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 man. Huggy Bear. Huggy Bear coming at you. Willy one sec.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows?
Even though it may not look like it.
Our William needs to come back home.
It's made of all those squishy things that I will never eat. I wish there was a special place for fruitcake. And the fruitcakes that send fruitcake to me.
You're just a good person. Much better than I am.
When these bricks had fallen from the barrel to the floor, I then outweighed the barrel and so started down once more.
The landlord says your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry. Be happy.
Awesome.
Don't worry, be happy now.
Where else are you going to get this?
Don't worry, be happy.
So as the dulcet tones of Mr. Whoopi in the background, that's just a brief look at some of the craziness in the Willie Palooza thread. And we know that that put a huge smile on William Wonsack's face. And just take the time to listen through that. And it's a fine example of what a great community this is. So moving along to some of the more recent podcasts, Mr. Whoopi, again, has echoed some of the sentiments I talked about just a little while ago.
This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you from BelowTopSecret.com in the talk section. And I was just wondering, where'd all the pod people go?
Yeah.
I mean, man, for a while there, I could come home and I would listen to several podcasts daily. And since the first of the year, or maybe it was because of the holidays, the podcast just seemed to have slowed down.
Yeah, that's right.
And,
well,
without listening to it, I've been kind of wandering around the web, posting here and there. I'm supposed to be writing a short story for the short story contest, but don't tell World Watcher, but I have some kind of writer's block or something. I can't think of a thing to write.
Yeah, I know. So, Mr. Whoopi brought up something that I mentioned earlier, that the podcasting has seemed to slow down, but we're still moving at a pace that exceeds many other sites doing this. An interesting pod thread that I think is existing under the radar over in the ATSP, the paranormal feed, is what is life after death? What is life after death like? What is life like when you can talk? We have a recent reply, up to four replies now on that pod thread.
This is Safronia coming to you with the ATSP podcast response to Benevolent Heretics. What is life after death like? Well, I recently have been able to watch a couple of people leave this life, and it's kind of weird when you're in the room with someone that's dying. There's either fear or peace, and it has me questioning a lot of things that I have grown to believe, or through my experiences have come to believe, because I always believed in the heaven and the hell aspect that's been explained by a couple of other people. But at the end of the day, I mean, we really don't know what comes next. And to sit here and say I have absolute assurity of where I'm going and what I'm going to be doing and who is going to be leading the way, where the God is, where the posts are, you really don't
so
know.
So listen to the rest of that excellent reply from Safronia on a pod thread in the P feed, which really is very much worth listening to. Now, I'm sure a lot of people are wondering, what the hell happened to the podcast contest? Where did it go? What happened? You remember these sound effects between the different podcasts? Well, here we go. I'm ready to announce the winner of the AboveTopSecret.com Conspiracy Theory Podcast Contest. I don't have a drum roll sound effect, so that's the best I can do. The grand prize, well, no, I'll lead up to that. Our third runner-up was the Sophie Crow radio show, Bird Flu, Why Worry Now, by Sophie Crow. And the second runner-up, The Zed Show, Reply Number 2, by Mr. Whoopi. Our first runner-up, The Charlie Duke Lecture by Agent Smith. And I got to say, Agent Smith, that you were very close, very, very close to edging out the first place winner. If we had just had, you know, a slightly better sound quality in your podcast, I think you could have edged out and won the grand prize. And the grand prize winner, imagine, if you will, in your mind, a drum roll sound effect, is Economics and Plagues by member Dos X. Yes. Yes. Oh, come on. Let's really hear it for Dos X and what he did there. Yeah. So Dos X will be receiving the coveted iPod Nano. Ship dates are a little bit stretched on these Nanos, so I've already told them to to wait a little bit. But good work on Dos X. We'll be placing these podcasts in a prominent place on Above Top Secret so everyone can have a look at another look at what you've done, or some of our newer members can have that first look at the great work done by these members in their podcasts.
Out of the loneliness came a longing. Out of the longing came a vision. Out of the dream came a planning. And out of the planning came decision.
Hello, Earth.
If there is life and intelligence in this room, make a sign.
This is the moon calling Earth.
The answer to yours is death.
Look. Let the vision of this confound your ignorance.
Do you expect me to believe this? It's insane.
You can't do this to me.
We have done it.
No.
This man had a vision which could have saved you, but you chose to kill him because you couldn't stand the sight of his difference from you.
That all who live must die.
To hear more of that, visit spaceshipradio.com. That's www.spaceshipradio.com, your place for far-out radio.
This is the heritage you tried to stifle.
Yes, what's new? There's been talk of ATS 5.0, and it is indeed coming to a web browser near you sometime very soon. I'll take you through a rundown of what's coming in ATS 5.0 as the special Skeptic Overlord Technofunk plays in the background. We're going to be having a new convergent site design that puts the discussion board for the first time ever as the main homepage of AboveTopSecret.com. So when 5.0 is out and you go to AboveTopSecret.com, the discussion board homepage will be the very first thing you see. Everything in that main site content that's under the pages directory will appear still in the same place, but from a menu perspective, it will be considered part of the content archive as we begin to place a higher focus on the content, the new content of that type that's created by the Conspiracy Masters as that forum and the Conspiracy Masters website takes off. So look for that coming, and along with that, we're pulling together a convergent site design across the discussion boards and the main site, as I said, and Conspiracy Masters and the news websites, that everything looks and feels and operates the same way. It's going to be a blast. Yeah, you just wait till you see it. You've also seen the beginnings of some rumblings and some changes to Above Top Secret, the news network. We've changed the submission process to where the submissions go to pending first rather than submission, so that our editors, or not really editors, but ATSN and staff can have a chance to make sure that it fits the conspiracy theme that we're shooting for the news network. And then they can update it quickly to submission or fast-track it right to live past member voting if it really is a critically important story that deserves to get up there quick as possible. But most, I would say, 80 to 90% of all the content will be presented for members to vote on. And the main site will be redesigned. We're getting a look at experimenting with doing away with all of the topics and focusing on news stories that is conspiracy related. So if it has a conspiracy theme or relates to some of the other alternative topics on ATS, then it should be on ATSNN, and that's the way that'll operate. We're not going to have the business topics and the sci-fi topics and the war on terrorism topics. It's all going to be there, but there will be categories relating to the timeliness of the material, or if it's a special project story, things like that. So our crew and the staff associated with ATSNN are working on that diligently. Thomas Crown, well, he's not doing anything, so don't worry about Thomas. I think it's mostly Val Hal who's doing all of that. And as I mentioned, Conspiracy Masters, we're getting ready to launch that. It will use some of the same kind of code that runs ATSNN. It will be a dedicated website that features the content that appears in the Conspiracy Masters forum. So look for that coming. And if you know somebody who is potentially a Conspiracy Master, send them to ATS to apply for membership. And when they go to the membership application form, right below the typical fields for entering their username and email address, there is a link taking them to a different application to apply to be a Conspiracy Master. And once they do that, all of the senior staff, the super moderators, myself, Simon, and, okay, Springer, we have to keep him involved. Yeah, it's a long story. We all have a look at the applications and see if these people are ready to be our Conspiracy Masters. And some of you have noticed also a new thing rumbling in the corners. It's a mobile version of ATS, which is currently in, I don't even know if it's beta. It's probably alpha at this point. But it is working. I've been posting with it, and a couple other members have posted with it. We will be fleshing that out more fully, and also bringing back the ability to post directly to the forums from your camera phone. So that's going to be a lot of fun and interest as well, as our members spot things happening out there that deserve a picture on ATS. So look for those things coming soon. A lot of exciting stuff will be finding its way into ATS 5.0. As you can see, that will mark really sort of the last big push of upgrades as we polish up ATS and get it ready for the world to see, with ATS TV appearing on a cable network near you.
It is known throughout the academic world, the medical world, it is known throughout the Air Force, and above all, it is known throughout the CIA, that the air intelligence has in its possession a spacecraft.
For your weekly dose of the strange and the paranormal, join us on the Mysterious Universe podcast at www.sohpodcast.com or simply search for Mysterious Universe in your favorite podcast directory.
Let's see what the members are saying.
All right, as we continue to experiment with background music. I made the background music, by the way. I brought it up in one of the Two Amigos podcasts. It was a lot of fun making this stuff. It's easy to crank crap out like this on the Mac, so I'm just going to annoy you with the stuff that I make in the background of my podcasts, and we'll see how many complaints I get. If I get more than 10 or 12, I guess I'll remove the background music. First of all, I want to get into what the members should be saying relatively soon. As you've seen in the UTU spam that went out and in a couple threads, we're starting a ATS 9/11 Find Focus initiative where we've zeroed in on five topics that relate to the 9/11 Pentagon conspiracy theories, trying to fine-tune what we talk about, because some of the threads we have in these things, the topic just rambles wildly all over the place, and it's really difficult to keep track of some of the more important things that are discussed and brought up. So if we can focus, and I've always been a big fan of trying to focus this way, if we can focus on a handful of critical aspects that may either shed new light on some of the other items that are floating out there related, or direct our discussion in a completely different direction once we fully understand some of the more deeper aspects, like the size of the hole in the Pentagon. An entire thread of study and research could go into, is that really the proper size hole for what hit the Pentagon? If it isn't, then we know we should focus our effort over here. If it is, then we know we should focus our effort over there. And that's the intent of this, is to make sure that we systematically run through the thought process of what the hell happened, so that hopefully at some point we can come to a coherent conclusion on what probably did happen. The next thing that became a popular thread this week from our legendary conspiracy theorist, Mr. Whoopi, who just blew our minds away with his very first contribution to ATSNN. It's Project Northwoods, America's Plan to Attack America. And this is incredibly, incredibly interesting as you read through what Project Northwoods was. Back in 19, and I'm reading from his post right now. In 1962, the Joint Chiefs of Staff drew up a plan to justify waging an all-out war against Cuba. Among its recommendations were a terror campaign against Cubans living in Florida, the hijacking of airplanes and service vessels, and the in-flight replacement of passenger airlines with drones, which would be shot down, all choreographed by the military. Isn't that amazing? It's a script for some of the 9/11 conspiracies we've been talking about, and this script existed in 1962. Imagine that. So have a look at that thread in ATSNN. I will link to that thread in the podcast notes. Incredibly, incredibly interesting. Also, what you said in 2005 is just awesome. I'll also link again to the 2005 The Year in Threads. We put that up. A lot of members looked at it, but really it deserves much more attention. There's some amazing, amazing threads that began this year on Above Top Secret, or last year, I should say. Going all the way back to January, we have January 2nd, Nerdling posted to ATSNN, North Korea raises the threat of nuclear war. And since then, that has received over 100,000 views. And this is the interesting part about ATSNN. As you look to this 2005 Year in Threads, you'll notice that there's a lot of threads, like The Next Big Thing by Agent Orange in February. That only has 7 views, or 7 replies, but 52,000 views. That's the phenomenon of ATSNN. It has become a popular website on its own, and each time a thread is hit that's displayed on ATSNN, we're counting it in the view totals. So as you look at that page and you notice what's going on, some of our most popular threads from a view standpoint are definitely threads that were popular on ATSNN. So that's an interesting phenomenon to look at. And some of the threads, there you can go back and remember, if you weren't a member of Above Top Secret that long ago, it's interesting reading to go back that far, early last year, and see some of the discussions. Or it's nice reminiscing to see what was going on just a few months ago. Prophet Yahweh. You remember Prophet Yahweh looking at the Mylar balloons? UFOs in the sky. Well, that became a very popular topic back in May of 2005. So just have a look at that thread. And what you can do is I'll also provide a link to, if you click on the month, I'm sorry, I even forgot the programming that I did. If you click on the month of these things, like May of 2005, you'll go to a new page that gives you a much broader list of that particular month of both the most viewed and most replied threads, so that you can see what happened that month. And the views and replies certainly could stretch out further than that month, but that thread was started in that particular month.
Are you a Battlestar Galactica fan? If you are, you need to check out the Combat Information Center. It's available at www.alanlight.com/galactica. That's www.alanlight.com/galactica. It's your one-stop source for all things Galactica.
What the Overlord thinks.
It's been an interesting week on AboveTopSecret.com, hasn't it? If you've been paying attention to some of the heavy drama threads, you may have noticed a lot of talk about ethics. And I posted something this morning that really was an evolution of the notes that I prepared for last night's podcast. And by the way, did I say that last night's attempt at a podcast sucked? I have to do what the Overlord thinks on just not sucking, I guess, is the best thing. So, ethics came up as a topic on Above Top Secret this week. And strangely enough, it came up a bit earlier over the weekend as we began a new way to stress that our members should be more mindful of when you quote external content. We even created a new tag to do that. And a lot of people misunderstood our motivations for doing this. It wasn't necessarily that we feared legal repercussions, which certainly is a factor, but it's not the reason for doing this. We already have a lot of checks and balances in place to make sure that there's no plagiarism going on AboveTopSecret.com. I'm sure there still is somewhere that we just haven't caught, but we do make a serious effort to make sure that doesn't happen. But now we're really trying to turn the notch up a bit, and make sure not only that there's no plagiarism, but that we are overtly and aggressively making sure that we promote and celebrate good ideas that appear someplace else that we bring and put on Above Top Secret by prominently displaying that in this external tag that shows this is external content and a link to that. That's as I said in my post, that's only being a good internet citizen. That's beyond being ethical. That's doing the right thing. And that's always what we've tried to stress on Above Top Secret, is simply being ethical. And by the use of our Creative Commons license, we are also turning the notch up a bit in our Creative Commons deed and allowing the ways our content can be used. Now, that Creative Commons deed is linked on every post. You just click on that, and you can see that it's very simple to use even the entire piece, if you like, in another way, as long as you properly source AboveTopSecret.com and the member who wrote it as the co-owners of the piece, properly link back to our website, don't use it for commercial purposes, and don't use it to create a derivative work. That's incredibly collaborative. I mean, the internet is a culture of collaboration and driven by the ethics of sharing, and that celebrates that culture and those ethics. And all we ask is that people use our content with the same mindful thought about ethics that we would use their content. And that didn't happen this week, and there's been a lot of back and forth if you paid attention to that. The reason we're stressing ethics is because, as you know, and as I posted, and you know, if you don't deep down know this, then really you are in a serious state of denial. Conspiracy theorists like those posting on ATS and a host of other websites out there, we are lacking, seriously lacking credibility. Some are better than others, but as a group, the credibility of conspiracy theorists is atrocious. I mean, we're right there with loan sharks. Maybe loan sharks are better. It's just terrible. People look at us and they laugh, and it's for good reason. They should laugh at us. We're terrible. Look what we're doing. We're stealing each other's shit and calling it our own. We're making up crazy ideas and hammering it down people's throats as the truth. And that's not being ethical. It's terrible what we're doing. We really should make an effort to do a better job of sharing each other's work, collaborating with each other, working with each other. Two different conspiracy websites should not be competing. We should be working together to come up with a good idea, to come up with the kernel of truth that can then evolve into something special. Not fighting over who wrote what and how, but if somebody wrote it, please give them the right kind of credit that they're asking for. That's all. It's simple. Being ethical really is the most simple thing to do. It actually is hard to steal a piece of content and change it so that you can plagiarize it as your own. It's easy to just paste it or paste a piece of it and then a link back to it. That's easier than trying to change it to pass it off as your own. It's amazing. It boggles my mind that people do this. So I called you to this action in the post, and hopefully more people might listen to this podcast. But I think now we're positioned in both in our size and the quality the amazing quality of the members we have, and and the amazing staff that we have. But you know, don't Springer. I'm just forget about him, and maybe Thomas Crown, but the rest of the staff, just amazing, amazing quality people here. I think we're well positioned to know how to go about this ethically and to show the internet what an ethical conspiracy theory website can do and what we can spring forth from our minds. And hopefully, as an example, we'll show people how this is done. Yeah, I mentioned that I haven't been podcasting for a while, and yesterday it was a little bit rusty, so hopefully I'll get back into a better groove of doing more of these podcasts. I had 3 UTUs. That's almost half my fans wondering where the podcasts are. So I thought it was about time to at least see if I can still do these crazy things. For those who are interested, what happened was my brand spanking new PowerBook, my wonderful 15-inch PowerBook, the screen went dark. Boom, blank. Where'd it go? Oh, crap. And I had to send it back to Apple for repair. And it didn't take that long. I was actually very good. I got an overnight box. I put it in the box. It was gone for a day. It came back the next day. Great. And it was repaired. But then, it was the holidays. And then William Wonsack was in the hospital. It was kind of hard with him facing the operation and being in the hospital and the immediate recovery after that to think about doing these stupid happy slappy podcasts. And now that he's on the road to recovery, it's a little easier to think about those things. And by the way, thank you everyone for your effort, not only in the podcast, but the thread that we did for William. I also printed out that thread and brought it to him in the hospital. And really, it was just an amazing, amazing thing to see and it's an amazing thing to see when the skeptic overlord can't talk. It was amazing to see how that really perked him up. And it's obvious, both from the reaction of his family and him, that your support, your love, your prayers, your thoughts, and everything else really are doing a tremendous job in supporting him through this really, really tough time. And I can confidently say, without any hesitation, that we can turn the ATS servers off tomorrow. I can walk away happy knowing that this community has done at least one very, very good and kind thing. And that's just amazing that a website like this can pull together and do something like that. And it really, really mattered. And thank you, everyone, for being involved in doing that. So I think that's going to bring Skeptic Overlord number 18 to a close tonight. I'm happy I made it to 18. Hopefully this is the one that makes it. Last night, it wasn't any good. I'm not going to say, it could have been great if I just was able to wrap up last night. No, it was terrible. It sucked. When I say it sucked, I mean it sucked. It was bad. It was really that bad. So it's a good thing that nobody heard it. So with that, thank you for listening this long. A lot of great things happening at Above Top Secret, and a lot of good things to come. Stay tuned for the changes in ATS 5.0, and stay tuned for the next Skeptic Overview. And I'm going to get Springer, and we will do another 2 out of 3 Amigos sometime soon, hopefully with a special interview with someone you might know that we have lined up. So good night, keep posting, and keep podcasting.